Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Good morning, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. This show is all about soul, about your soul, how to activate your potential, unleash your gifts, and make 2012 your best year where you totally express all your dreams. And today we are so honored, and it's going to be an amazing show. We have such an amazing guest, and his name is Jamar Brown. So stay with us. We're live every Wednesday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Jamar Brown is going to talk about how he was being told he was burned out and nearly fired for poor salesman performance to ultimately becoming the salesperson of the year. You want to listen to this because it's for anyone who wants to learn how they can unlock the secret to achieving their true potential as sales professional. Jamar Brown is the president of the Kaizen Way, which is a revolutionary company that transforms the lives of sales and management professionals daily. Jamar is highly sought after, a corporate sales consultant, trainer, and speaker, and known for introducing a reality-based approach to the sales excellence. Jamar has won every sales award possible, including the Salesperson and Sales Manager of the Year. In his latest book, What's Your Sales Story?, Jamar reveals the secret principles and philosophies that transformed him from the verge of being fired for poor sales performance early in his career to becoming the Salesperson of the Year. So stay with us and watch and experience how you can excel in your personal way, whatever you're doing, because Jamar will have something big to say about that. Jamar, welcome.
Good morning, Saskia. How are you doing?
I'm really good, and I know for all the listeners, Jamar is already got up at 6 o'clock this morning, so I'm awake here.
Well, you know, I'm on the West Coast, and I'm telling Saskia, we were talking earlier about I was so excited to be on your show today that I had difficulty sleeping last night, so even though I set three different alarms, I didn't need any of them.
I bet more people are like you and like me, because I'm the same way. My husband is never, you know, he completely trusts, relies on the alarm, even if he has the most important meeting or flight out of the country. He falls asleep, doesn't wake up, and usually I'm awake a few times during the night. Jamar, I want to jump in right to your story. I ask all my guests, like, what happens when you have a soul's path that's been calling you forever? And at some point in your life, you open that door and you say goodbye to your small self and you say hello to your soul. Can you relate to that? Has that happened to you in your life?
Yeah, Saskia, it's happened several times. And from a professional standpoint, you know, the book that I wrote is called What's Your Sales Story? And I usually start out every presentation I give with the first slide reading, The Untold Story of Sales Success, because when people read my bio, they read the fact that I was salesperson of the year and sales manager of the year and had a 19-year career in the pharmaceutical industry and won every sales award and became a VP at age 35 and all these great things. And what I tell the audience that I speak to is that all that almost never happened because early in my career, when I was just out of college, I actually thought I was going to be, you know, the greatest gift that God ever gave to sales. And after 2 years, and actually I even told my manager and everyone that would listen that I was going to be salesperson of the year. And literally after 2 years in that sales territory, I found myself in my boss's office with him giving me a verbal warning telling me that that I was burned out. I wasn't cut out for sales. My rankings were 93 out of 98. And he said, if you don't improve your sales results, then, you know, we're going to have to let you go. And so I found myself... Let's see, what's that?
Yeah, wow, that's pretty shocking.
It was, you know, and imagine at that young thinking you're going to do some great things and then being told that what you thought you were going to be good at, that you were no good at. And So I went through literally a year of soul searching. And, you know, what happens is the ego gets in the way. And so My ego was telling me that it wasn't my fault. You know, it's my boss's, you know, not a good manager. The products aren't that good. And I was blaming everyone else. And the book goes through a series of things that I had to kind of deal with that took me to the verge of that professional depression, which, you know, almost being fired to ultimately becoming salesperson of the year in that exact same territory. And there are two things that really made the difference. One was I was in the pharmaceutical industry, and I came across a patient one day that was going blind from glaucoma, and I was selling glaucoma medications. And I had never really thought about the people that actually used the products that I sold.
Right.
And for me, sales was all about making money and getting promoted. And when I met this patient, and she told me her story about how she couldn't afford her medications because, you know, she was on a fixed income and had so many other medications she had to take, and because she didn't understand the disease, she missed her doctor's appointments. And so it wasn't my medication that was the issue. It was she didn't really understand what she was dealing with. And that was the first time that I thought, wow, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. It's not about making money. It's not about getting promoted. And my heart bled for this little old lady. And, you know, she said, you know, young man, I know you're going to be successful. Just remember, you know, please don't forget little old ladies like me. And That moment, I went from, you know, how I was going to be successful and all about Jamar Brown to really trying to support the customers in my territory and reach out to those patients and help them understand that there is a way to prevent this terrible disease and to have a great quality of life. And I was on fire to do that. And literally, you know, the next year I went from, you know, nearly getting fired to being the youngest salesperson of the year at that company.
Wow. But what was your biggest insight, Jamar? I mean, what was that turning point in yourself that suddenly you could flip this completely around?
I think the turning point, honestly, was really the word why. Mm. And to me, that is such a big word.
Mm.
And to me, with anything in life, if your why and the reason why you're doing something, if that's not bigger than the work required to do it, then you're probably not going to accomplish it. And so for me, my original why, which was a lowercase why early in my career, was, you know, it's all about Jamar Brown, you know, getting promoted, making money. And that really wasn't me. That was what my ego was telling me was important. Yeah. And so when I met this little old lady and I said, you know what, it life and sales and business is so much bigger than me. You know, I've been given gifts and talents, and I was given those gifts and talents to support people in my life, to help other people's lives get better, and to give it away and not make it so much about me. Mm-hmm. And that was a turning point when I sort of let my ego get out the way and just became fully committed to sharing my gifts and talents with other people.
Yeah, you know, it's such a big thing because we all have such beautiful talents, but I know there is always tremendous fear to sound salesy, or you know, you wanna, if you're an artist or if you're a coach or whatever you do, it's always that holding back because you don't wanna sell. But you know, how else do we know? So how do you go about that?
You know, that's a great question. And honestly, I mean, this may sound funny, but you know, I never liked sales.
No,
you know, and I never really liked the idea of this transactional. You know, I tell you something, you give me money, I give you a product. I still don't really like that process. However, what I do like is making a difference in other people's lives. Mm. What I do enjoy is using the resources that I have at my disposal to help someone have a better quality of life. Yeah. And so it's not so much for me about this transactional selling process. It's really understanding other people's stories, understanding their motivations, and understanding how, with what you have to offer, you can provide something for them to, you know, make their quality of life better or to make their life better in general. You know, for example, I work with real estate clients and you know, and they're all about selling homes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I go through this process of, well, you're not really selling a house, quote unquote, because people that move into a home, they are thinking about their lives 10, 15, 20 years from now. And I know that.
Oh, Jamar, hold that thought. I'm seeing, you know, I'm completely in this conversation, but we're heading to a break. Everybody, you're listening to our special guest, Jamar Brown, talking about what's your sales story and how you can make a difference in somebody else's life. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
Has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have the honor to talk with our special guest, Jamar Brown. But before we continue, I want to make sure, Jamar, everybody knows if they want to contact you. Can you give us your information?
So the listeners. Absolutely. Yes, my website is thekaizenway.com, and that's Kaizen spelled K-A-I-Z-E-N. And I also have a blog, whatsyoursalesstory.com, in which I post a lot of interesting articles and blogs about sales and life in general, and even about celebrities that I've met, such as Bill Clinton, and what Bill Clinton taught me about sales. So I'll definitely check that out. And, you know, those are the two ways to get in touch with me.
Say one more time your website, Jamar.
It's The Kaizen, and Kaizen spelled K-A-I-Z-E-N, way.com.
And the Kaizenway.com.
Correct. And the blog is whatsyoursalesstory.com.
Thank you so much. And for anyone, I'm offering a free program. If you want to live your dream out loud, breakthrough procrastination or fear, make sure, you know, in the next break time or right now, you can also visit the website yoursoulguidance.com. That website is yoursoulguidance.com. It's a free 21-day training to unlock the secrets to your dreams. Okay, Jamar, I want to continue with our conversation about what's your sales story and how we actually, you know, have to take it even bigger and ask the why, how we can make a difference in other people's life. And as we in the break time we're talking about, I'm saying it really intrigues sales and intrigue me because everyone, and I'm sure the listeners, you know, you have a gift. You want to sell something, but there's always like, you know in your heart you have this great thing and people can really benefit, but then there's this bridge to then sell to other people. How do you go about that?
Well, I think the main thing, it's really about being authentic and really having a strong belief in what you have to offer. You know, I really don't believe in selling anything or discussing anything with anyone that I don't personally believe in or that I wouldn't use myself.
Right.
And so throughout my entire career and with my company now, you know, I have such a strong belief in the principles that I teach and the programs that I offer, and I have documented proof that they work, that I really don't feel like I'm selling. I'm offering something that can change people's lives. And so that's the first part. You really have to really believe in what you have to offer. I think the other thing is, to your point, it's bridging with other people. And that's why, honestly, with the book that I wrote and with what I teach, it's not about a 10 steps of sales or, you know, so many programs teach, here's five ways to ask questions and all these things. Really, I think life is different than that. I think life is just like what we're doing right now. We're having a conversation. And I've learned about your history, Saskia, and your past, and I was inspired by your story, and there was a connection there.
Yeah.
And, you know, that connection led to this this interview. And so I think with anyone that we're talking with, it's understanding their story and their background, what makes them tick, what motivates them, and then finding a way that you can bridge what you have to offer that really inspires them based on their own story. And if they're not interested, that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's okay. It may not be the right time or you know, they may need a different type of offering. But that doesn't mean you should feel any less inspired or encouraged by what you have to offer, because there are, you know, literally, you know, hundreds and probably thousands of people that could benefit from what you have to offer if you're able to connect with them and if you really believe in what you are offering.
Yeah. And what makes you so good, Jamar? You are able to do that? Or, I mean, how can you excel so much and be the salesman of the year and make that your profession? Because that's something you're doing.
Absolutely. And well, I spent 19 years in corporate America. And you know, as you mentioned, I was salesperson of the year, and I was sales manager of the year, and you know, was regional sales director, you know, at the youngest in the company, and vice president of sales. And so, yes, there was a lot of success, and there were really two things that made a difference in my career that helped me to become successful. Number one was, and I mentioned the little old lady that I met when I was literally a 22-year-old, you know, kid out of college and with a big ego, who showed me that life is bigger than me.
Yeah.
And my why is really an important thing. Why do I do what I do? Why do I wake up every morning? And it became originally about helping little old ladies like that. And then when I became a sales manager, it became about helping each person on my sales team reach their potential. And not about Jamar Brown winning Sales Manager of the Year. It was about helping each person on my team realize their potential. And I was relentless about not letting them be any less than what they were capable of. And as a result, the team went from second to last place in the country to the number one team in the country. And I got promoted. And so, but it was really never about me. And it's funny because on my YouTube channel, it's under my name, Jamar Brown and Are the Kaizen Way, I have the video of my acceptance speech for Sales Manager of the Year, which documents, you know, that philosophy. So that's the first thing. The second thing is there's a life philosophy that I developed called Kaizen. Well, I didn't develop Kaizen. Kaizen is a Japanese term for continuous improvement. When I was a struggling sales rep on the verge of being fired, I read a book on manufacturing and came across this word Kaizen, and it clicked in me. And really the whole idea is to take incremental steps that lead to, you know, big breakthroughs, and to eliminate waste. And those can be wasteful thoughts and wasteful behavior. So I developed this concept that I use for myself as a salesperson, which is based on three things: defining your excellence, which is who is the person you're trying to become, not what you do every single day. Eliminating waste, and those are wasteful thoughts and behaviors. And wasteful thoughts are negative thoughts, thoughts that you're not worthy or thoughts that people don't really want to buy your products. Eliminate those thoughts. And the final thing is continuous improvement, having a daily plan for trying to get better every single day, and ask yourself, am I better today than I was yesterday? And so with the why in my life and with this Kaizen philosophy, literally, Saskia, I mean, I had a career that most people would dream of, and it's still going strong.
Yeah. So daily, Jar, you make yourself better. How in reality do we see that, or can you give an example?
Absolutely. And I have a daily plan. It's different now that I run my own business. You know, when you're in corporate America, it's a lot more regimented. But when you're on your own, you really have to balance your time and I think develop a schedule. So the first thing I do every morning and the last thing I do every night is two things. I take 30 minutes, and it's spiritual time. It's reflection. I journal. I reflect on the person I'm trying to become. I wrote out the legacy of my life, and I review that, and I, you know, see, okay, am I getting closer to that? And I ground myself with those thoughts every morning and every night. And the second thing I do is, no matter what's going on in my life, I say a prayer of thanks and a gratitude for my life. And because, you know, we're blessed. I mean, we could be in a lot of other situations. I know that you were held at gunpoint at one point and all those things. And so, you know, it really is my life, no matter what happens in my life, is it really that bad? No, not really. Not really. And so I just say thanks for everything. And so those are the two things that I do every day, you know, morning when I first wake up and before I go to sleep every night, that really make a difference.
Right. Yeah. And it's, I think a lot is also has to do with our persistence, that we don't give up on our dreams, or we don't, you know, like you say, you have like a continuous practice. Like we got to stay persistent if we go after something.
Absolutely. And that persistence is important. And you know, the clients that I coach, you know, I tell them that, you know, everyone has their own, I call it a voice of distinction, you know, whether it's yourself or, and I receive the emails that you send out, which are phenomenal, with the interviews of different people, and I listen to those every single day, whether it's Oprah Winfrey, Dr. Wayne Dyer, they all have that little voice of distinction, which is telling them, calling them down towards a certain direction. Yeah. And what I tell people is most people in our lives that we you know, come across are probably not in line with that voice of distinction.
Therefore, no,
why? You know, why you can't do it.
We're almost heading to a break, and I want to talk about that voice of distinction.
Okay.
We will continue our conversation after the break. So all of you who are listening to this most exciting conversation with Jamar Brown, and he talks about what's your sales story, but actually he talks about way bigger things. You know, what motivates you? What is your big why in life, why you do things? And after the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about that distinct voice that leads us. Stay with us. We're going to head to a break. We'll be right back.
Ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we have the honor today to talk with Jamar Brown, our special guest. And I want to make sure everybody knows how to contact Jamar. And Jamar, you have this fantastic book, What's Your Sales Story? You have a blog. Can you tell the readers how they can connect with the readers, the listeners, how to connect with you?
Absolutely. You mentioned the blog, and the blog is the same name as the book, whatsyoursalesstory.com. And the website for my company is The Kaizen, and Kaizen is spelled K-A-I-Z-E-N way.com.
Okay, thank you, Jamar. Jamar, we were talking about that distinct voice we all have, but, you know, we don't always listen. And how did that play out in your life? Because you left your phenomenal corporate career, you took the leap of faith. How did that come about? You listened to your distinct voice.
Well, for me, you know, Saskia, I always had that voice, and the voice was calling me to write and to teach and to share my ideas with others. However, you know, when you're in that corporate environment, especially if you're doing well, it's so easy to just put that voice down and go with the flow.
Go with the flow? I don't know, Jamar, if that's going with the flow, right?
Well, I mean, in terms of corporately, I mean, there's, you know, when you're getting promoted and you're making money and you're having success and everyone around you is saying how great that is and that's the American dream.
Yeah.
And, you know, however, there's something inside you that's saying, ah, you know what, I think there's something else I should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of suppressed that voice for years, honestly. And it's funny how, you know, sometimes in life, you know, you get what you ask for. And so so I kept asking to be, you know, have more success and this and that, and I would get it, and I would just feel unfulfilled.
Mm.
And I said, wow, here I am with this title, you know, the image and the money, but I'm not fulfilled. What is wrong?
Right.
And it really happened about, I don't know, maybe 6 years ago, because prior to that, for the first 13 years of my career, I had the blinders on, and I didn't really notice that voice.
Yeah.
And then one day I woke up, and I was on my way to my office, and, you know, I was a regional sales director at a company and, you know, managing 100 people and controlling $50 million in sales, and I had a hard time waking up. I said, what is wrong with me? Why? And I had never had, you know, we talked about this morning how I couldn't sleep because I was so excited about this interview.
Yeah, yeah.
And I couldn't wake up.
Right.
And so I said, oh, that's odd. And so I said, okay, what if I go to, maybe I'll go to a different company, you know, and to have a change in environment and change in scenery. So I went to a different company, had a great position, and within a month, I had the same feeling of, So that voice got louder, and I felt like I was getting push more and more. And then I went to another company as a VP of sales, and a great opportunity. And after a short period of time, it was that exact same voice. And it got to the point where, you know, I just couldn't deny it anymore. And the sort of like the pain of not taking action became greater than, you know, the risk of taking the action.
Yeah.
And so I went for it and started my company, and some amazing things have happened in a very short period of time. And honestly, you know, I haven't felt more fulfilled and happy and excited and energetic at any other point in my life, because I know that I'm pursuing my life's purpose, and things are showing up that is showing me every single day that that yes, I'm following the right voice, which is that voice of distinction.
Yeah, I call that the voice of your soul. And I know that when you follow that voice of distinction or the voice of your soul, or people call it their guts or their intuition, you know, there always is a part of us where fear comes up, because I believe that our soul is always not one step, but a few steps ahead. And then, you know, you take a leap and you're like, wow, great, now I'm here, I'm getting really comfortable. And then your soul is already, you know, excited, moving one step ahead of you.
Right,
and you're
right.
Like, you know, and then fear comes up, and I do group coaching, the Soul Tribe coaching. And yesterday I said, we did an exercise about how to remove the wall of fear. And I said to them, any one of you, I mean, if you don't have fear in your life, or you're fearful for your next step, it's not big enough. I mean, it has to come up, and you always will run into some sort of wall. I mean, and it can be in a relationship, or the finances, or even in your car department, whatever area.
Right.
Where you're gonna, you know, there can be this wall of fear that will come up automatically, because your soul is calling you to keep moving, go forward, and time after time we have to face it. And I think, you know, to be okay with that and not stop, because, you know, I think we always think, you know, and I don't know if you can relate to that, there's a part of us that thinks, well, we're not maybe really ready.
Right.
Have you met that voice of, you know, you might not be ready?
Well, it's, and we talked about this during the break. You know, that was one of my excuses for several years. Well, I'm not ready. Okay, well, if I get this experience, well, when I get that experience, well, after I write my book, well, after I start my blog, then everything kept getting pushed out.
Yeah.
And my, you know, I think, you know, the not ready syndrome was really masking the fear.
Yeah.
And the fear of failure, the fear of, you know, maybe people won't like my book.
Exactly.
You know? Maybe people won't like what I have to say. It's funny because it was much easier, at least initially, and I'll talk about the transition I made. It was much easier early on to sell other people's products and services because they weren't my baby, so to speak.
Exactly.
However, when I wrote my book and I started to talk about it and speak about it and you know, train on it, I took things a lot more to heart.
Yeah.
Negative comments were bigger.
Yeah.
And positive comments were kind of, you know, I didn't really believe them. Then you get to the point where you say, you know, this is my voice. And you believe in what you have to say. And you look at your life and you say, I live these things that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm living proof of the concepts in the book, What's Your Sales Story, or the Kaizen philosophy that I developed. And it became a powerful place to go from, you know, holding things off in fear to now I honestly fear not sharing what I have to offer with the world.
Well, that's a good one. I like that one.
And there's another concept as well, which goes along with fear, and that is regret.
Yeah.
And that was the other thing that was inspiring for me, and that was, you know what? I knew that if I didn't do certain things and launch my company and write and speak and share my gifts, that I would one day regret it.
Yeah.
And the idea of living with regret, to me, is an overwhelming thought.
You know, for me too. When you say that, I so strongly resonate with it and think, you know, the other day somebody asked me, like, you know, I've reinvented my life like 3 times, given up everything, not once, like 3 times.
Right.
Completely started over. And one woman asked me, she said, what made it that you could do that? And the only thing I could come up with, like, certainly I think that's a gift I have. I hear the voice of my soul. I hear it. I mean, then I have to make sure I act on it. That's a different thing.
Right.
I'm pretty obedient to that voice.
That's great.
The biggest thing for me was I cannot live with regret. Hmm. You know, I can't face it. Like, you know, at the end of your life, you're standing there and you knew you had the chance and you knew you could do it and you backed off. It's a trigger for me, but yeah.
You know, and I agree. And honestly, your story and the videos you have on YouTube and it were inspiring. So I know if anyone can speak on following your soul and not having regret and living your life's purpose is yourself.
Yeah.
You're a great example of that.
But then again, I walk into my walls of fear. Now I really, you know, wanna take it a much bigger way, like speak to big audiences and come out and do that. And I'm not so much the fear of speaking, but more like, oh, how do I do it? How can I make that work? I mean, there's always will we, you know, me included, run into, you know, moving out of your comfort zone. But I think we're heading almost to a break, Jamar. And
okay.
I want to talk about this more with you. So you, one more time, say your website before we head to the break.
Yes, the website is the Kaizen, that's spelled Kaizen, way.com.
Okay, guys, hang on here. We're talking about following the voice of your soul, how to live with fear and do it anyway. And we have Jamar Brown as our amazing guest. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City Solve UrbanRace.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. drdarvish.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance. We have our special guest, Jamar Brown. And I want to make sure all of you know how to connect with Jamar Brown. Jamar, can you give us your information, how the listeners can connect with you?
Absolutely. My company website is The Kaizen Way. .com, and Kaizen is spelled K-A-I-Z-E-N, and the blog based on my book, What's Your Sales Story, has the exact same title, whatsyoursalesstory.com.
Thank you, Jamar, and all of the listeners. If you want to follow your secret heart's calling, or you feel like you're stuck in a life that doesn't work, you can go to YourSoulGuidance.com. I have the 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. It's absolutely free, and you can discover all these surprising truths about your soulmate, your talents, your blocks, and more. The door to your heart is wide open. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com to get the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Jamar, talking about the Secret Soul Map to Our Dreams, I mean, you wrote your book, What's Your Sales Story? And you were sharing with me, like, it took quite a while because you were wondering how. And let's talk about the how, because that's, you know something to say about that.
Yes, that's a great point. And as we were discussing during the break, it took me literally 7 years to write my book. And the question is, you know, why did it take that long? And really, for the first 6 years, I was paralyzed by how am I going to do it? I had never written a book before.
Yeah.
I didn't know anyone that had written a book. I thought about all the things that went into it, from copywriting to editing to basically writing the book, to how much time, to what the cover design is going to be, to how do I publish it, do I self-publish it, you know. And every time I would sit down to write, I would get these overwhelming thoughts of, how am I going to do this? And so I would dabble literally for 6 years. And then it was 2007, Halloween, and my daughter walked into my office, and I was in my office dabbling on the book, really, you know, not doing much at all. And I looked up, and there she was, you know, 5 years old, and in her little Superwoman costume. And I looked up, and I just had this image of her at five, and then another image popped in my head of the day she was born. And I thought to myself, wow, I've been thinking about this book since before she was born. And at that moment, I stopped thinking about how I was going to do it, and I focused on why I was doing it.
See?
And it became about leaving a legacy for her, sharing my experiences with other professionals to help them have a better quality of life and better careers and a better professional experience. And literally, Saskia, within a year of that moment, I had finished my book.
Yeah.
I did an audio CD. I formed my company. I started my blog. And I spoke probably about, I don't know, 20 times that year on the principles in my book and my Kaizenway philosophy. And so that's the power of you know, if you follow your why in life, as you know, the how will kind of take care of itself.
Yeah.
You know, you'll attract people to you and attract experience and opportunities towards yourself that will just naturally happen. And, you know, you can learn how to do pretty much anything these days on the internet. You know, so.
I love the why, and I really want everybody who listens, you know, it's super powerful. If you think about the why, then it kind of takes the attention off the ego, I think, and of, you know, of how you want to look, or it has to be good. I mean, I can relate to that, Jamar, because I wrote a book. Everybody had always been saying to me, you know, all your stories about following your soul, you know, going after your dreams, doing it anyway. And I didn't do it. And I never forget, I sat down and I was so blocked. And I told myself, like, why am I not able to do this? I asked myself, why is it easier to birth a baby than to birth a book? So I've birthed my babies in 20 minutes time, and I'm,
right.
You know, I'm small and I have big babies. But anyway, I gave over. I surrendered in those moments of birthing. And instead of going in contractions, I surrendered in the expansion. And when I sat down with my book, and the guy, I was in this workshop, and he said, you can write a book. It's 80,000 words. If you divide it, you know, you can write 4,000 words a day. In 20 days, you have a book. And I'm like, I'm going to do this.
Wow.
I'm going to do this. And I got home. I have 5 children, 8 animals, a husband who travels a lot. And okay.
So not much going on.
No, not much going on. And coach and heal and do that stuff. So I said to myself, I don't have time, but I thought I have to relate differently. And I sat down every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I wrote for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and in 22 days, honestly, I wrote that book. The how was completely, you know, it just happens. It's like you say, at some point you get it, like you do it, like you wrote The Kaizenway, or What's Your Soul Story. Yeah, you just did it. You knew the why was so big, and you couldn't hold back anymore, correct?
Exactly, and everything just flowed. And you said a couple words that I think are important, you know, to discuss. One was the ego.
Yeah.
And as sales professionals, we're taught that we need to have a strong ego, and that's true for the most part. You really have to have a good sense of yourself and a good confidence about yourself. However, the ego can also trip people up, because when you do well, the ego can tell you, okay, you've arrived. So
yeah.
Now you can coast, you know, and you stop persisting and growing. Or when you're not doing well or you're struggling, the ego can also say, well, it's not your fault. It's somebody else's responsibility, and you know, you're just a victim, and you know, and it's You know, you're not part of the problem.
Right.
It was understanding, and that's why the subtext of my book is, you know, the Kaizen way of not letting your ego get in the way of your success. And, you know, ego can also get in the way of our success when we're trying to accomplish things like writing a book or starting a business. And so understanding and keeping your ego in check and staying true to your purpose and your why can propel anyone to achieve great success in life. The other word you said was surrender. And I just remember every point in my career, there's been a few where you kind of start questioning things. You know, is this really, you know, the right path, the right direction? Or, you know, you start asking yourself those types of questions. And every time I got to the point of kind of going over the ledge, so to speak, I just surrendered.
Yeah.
And got quiet and just, okay, let's remember the purpose and the why. And life always, you know, corrected itself and presented something that was far greater than I could have imagined. And I know that's happened in your life and the lives of other people that we know and have come across. And
right.
So really understanding the ego's effect on your life and surrendering. And it's funny because I talk about these concepts that are, you know, self-help and personal development. And I relate these to professionals. In sales and management, because it's these concepts along with some key concepts of business that can really help someone get back to fulfillment and joy in their careers again. And I think that's the power of the understanding the ego and surrendering and relating that back to, you know, sales and management, which is what I do.
Mm. Yeah, and like you say, the it gives us a sense of purpose when we get into the why, because it's bigger than our ego, and that's what ultimately, you know, we all want to have a sense of purpose, and we're here for a purpose.
So absolutely, and I know I think we're running a little bit short of time. I just wanted to kind of say one thing, about the What Your Sales Story book and the process. It's not a 10 habits or a 10 step process of sales. The book tells a story of me going from that, almost getting fired for poor sales performance, sold to me salesperson of the year. But it tells a story of what happened behind the scenes and how my ego and how not taking responsibility and all these things really got in the way of my success. And it's designed to help the reader tell their own story, to understand what it is about their lives that's working and it's also tripping them up. So they, you know, so by reading my book, there's exercises in the book that helps the reader write their own story as well, which is really the unique thing about the book that I definitely wanted to share.
Oh, I love that, Jamar. And for all of you, it's a phenomenal book, What's Your Sales Story? It's not only about, like Jamar says, about your sales story. It's about how to unlock the power of your own story. And I think for all of us, we have to do that in this
right.
day and age. We're not going to hold back anymore. We do not want to live with any regrets. And for sure, you know, I've so enjoyed this show, and I know that everybody, you know, really knows what you're talking about, Jamar. But say your website one more time before we're going to go off air. We're at the end of our show.
Okay, it's the Kaizen, and Kaizen, once again, is spelled Kaizen way.com.
Thank you all so much. Thank you so much, Jamar. This was amazing. All of tune in again next week, and we're back on Your Soul Guidance every Wednesday at 9 Eastern Time, 6 Pacific Time. Stay tuned. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you back next time.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.